Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Sing it, Johnny. Is Johnny considered country western? I don't know. So last night on this show, I talked about Minneapolis, and I posed the question to you, the listening audience: What would bring you to downtown Minneapolis? Is there anybody out there that wants to come to downtown Minneapolis to do anything? And we took some phone calls on it, and one of the things that I said was, it reminds me of a hellhole that drains your if you work in downtown Minneapolis. And Benita Soccer took that and took umbrage with it. And I have no problem with that. She brought it up this morning on the morning news with Benita Soccer. And I get what she's saying, because she wants to see the best of Minneapolis, you know, and how do we rebuild it? How do we get it right? I get all that, and I'm not upset with her at all. But it brought about kind of a lightning rod if you've been out, you know, and people start talking about it and it starts buzz. I don't pay a lot of attention to social media, so I don't know where it moved there. I just know that I got to tell you, I thank this audience. I mean, the number of emails and texts I've lost track of. People that I just respect tremendously. And saying that we, at some point, you know, somehow we've got to address this issue. And that is that downtown Minneapolis is not what it could be. And it's, in my opinion, not even close. But this isn't about me. When I see what's happened to downtown Minneapolis, I don't say, well, this is all about my opinion of downtown Minneapolis. I go out onto the streets and I talk to the people in downtown Minneapolis. And I talk to the people that own businesses in downtown Minneapolis. And I talk to the people that visit or don't visit downtown Minneapolis, and I ask why or why not. And I talk to the people that office in downtown Minneapolis, and I ask them about what it's like. And you start to develop some sources and some consensus in this thing. And then I have the perspective of coming down here for 36 years, as of February 1st, 1986, until just the last week, 36 years. To downtown Minneapolis. I've seen the trend. I've seen what it's like. And I've seen the ebb and flow and the highs and the lows. When we had the Super Bowl here a few years ago, it couldn't have been better. I mean, you in January, and we are lighting this place up in the best possible way. It is fun. It is festive. People are getting after it. And then I saw COVID come, and I saw the day that the man took his own life, and somebody said that the police officer shot him, and it wasn't true, but it was too late, and they came, and they people came and ripped apart a good piece of downtown Minneapolis, including right where I work on 11th and Nicollet, and I became so saddened by it, and I became, it got to a point where I go, I never thought I'd see this. And then I saw the boards go up on our windows and all the windows in downtown Minneapolis, and it was just sad. It was just so sad to see. And you'd walk out what used to be this, you know, this walk through downtown that you just enjoyed so much, and the joy was gone. And you'd look to see who was rebuilding their offices and who, you know, what windows had been broken. And then I talked to the people, and I mentioned this earlier today, you know, Ping's Restaurant on 14th and Nicollet. I should go back there again. It's a wonderful, kind of a landmark place. And the last time I was there, which was probably a month ago or so, they're only doing takeout, and the lady that runs it was telling me she didn't know if she was going to, you know, stay in business. And it just saddened me because, you know, here she is. She's living the American dream. And she had done it the right way. And you walk out of there on 14th and Nicollet, and you see things that alarm you. You know, you smell marijuana. You see people lighting up in a car. You're not quite sure. And you kind of scurry back. Now, downtown Minneapolis is more than that. It also is home to the homeless. And has been for a long time, long before COVID, long before George Floyd. And what the George Floyd incident did for me was, instead of looking at massive groups of people, I started to look at them one by one and realize that each one had their own story. So I started to stop and talk to the homeless in the summertime, not so much in the winter, a little bit in the winter. And I have been so enlightened and so amazed by that group of people. Number one, I can't believe how many of them watch the news on TV. They go back to shelters, etc. And they comment, you know, what they saw on television. And I have sat with them at PV Plaza on beautiful nights in the summer and listened to their stories. And their stories are compelling because so many times you're going, if not by the grace of God, that could be me. And they're not a threat. They're not a violent threat to those of us that work here and, go back and forth, but you need to stop and talk to them. And you find out that some of them have a mental illness that they're aware of, and you feel for them. That's, to me, that's kind of the beauty of downtown Minneapolis, is on its best days, it's got this massive diversity and this melting pot of people from every walk of life. And it reminds you as you walk through, no matter where you come from, it reminds you in life's rawest terms how different everybody is. And that, you know, I come from one place, but somebody else comes from another. And at its best, it does that for you. It reminds you to get out of your bubble and get out of your comfort zone. And so I've made that my quest over the last few years. To visit with the homeless, to talk to the people that own the businesses, to talk to the people that office here, to talk to whoever converses as you walk down the street. And obviously, because I'm on TV, I get stopped a lot. And lots of people want to talk. And sometimes it's, you know, somebody that works for the city. And sometimes it's, and you fill in the blank. And I am just, I don't believe, based on all those conversations, because I'm a reporter first at heart. I love being a reporter more than anything else, more than being a talk show host and a television anchor. I love being a reporter. I think being a reporter is the most fun thing that I do. And being a reporter requires you to go out and listen to a whole bunch of different people and opinions and listen to facts in terms of what they've seen. And they're alarmed and they're saddened and they're discouraged in downtown Minneapolis. And if you're unaware of what's going on in downtown Minneapolis, then I don't really appreciate the comments. Because I've lived it. And people say, you live in the suburbs. Yep, I do. And I drive to downtown Minneapolis every day. And I walk the streets and I talk to the people. And I go do stories in North Minneapolis and in South Minneapolis and everywhere in between. And I listen. and I listen to the people that live it, and I see what it's like because I live it as someone that works downtown. And I've put a lot of money into this town over the last 36 years. You know, it's $3,000 a year just to park here. Before you talk about all the food you bought, the clothing you bought, the entertainment you've done, I put a lot of money into this city. And I expect it to be good in downtown Minneapolis. And I should, and you should too. You should expect it to be safe and vibrant because there has been a ton of money spent on downtown Minneapolis. The Nicollet Mall, and they redid it and all those things. You should expect that from downtown Minneapolis. You should expect this to be a place where you go and it's vibrant and you get energy and you say, eh, it cost a little, but it was worth the cost. That's not happening right now. When you shut Target down at 6 o'clock at night and you shut the Skyways down at 6 o'clock at night for the obvious fear of you don't know what's going to happen after 6, it's difficult not to be depressed by that. On cold winter nights, when I'd walk from Target Center over to 11th and Nicollet, so I'd go to the Timberwolves for one half, and then I'd walk back to the TV station, and I'd see maybe 4 people in the last 4 blocks. That's not comforting, folks. And I know there are some people that want to believe in Camelot. And that this is, you know, what we need to talk about what can be done, how we're going to rebuild it. Okay. But we don't decide what the news is. The news is what the news is. You don't get to pick what the news is because you want it to be that way. That's not the way it works. I wish it was. But when I go eat at a restaurant the other night, and there's like 5 people in a place that seats 300 and it's a Thursday night. I mean, that's not the way. You want downtown to be a destination, a place that people come. And I know some of that's COVID related. But I also know that I'm not so sure that we bottomed out in downtown Minneapolis. And I certainly don't think we've figured out a plan as to how to rebuild this thing. And, you know, we've got the Dayton's Project over there. We had the lady on from the Dayton's Project, Ms. Bethune. And it's a wonderful project. Conceptually, it's great. It speaks to what, you know, our history and Dayton's and all those things. It's really cool. But they need a bunch of other commerce going on to make that palatable, to make that work. And we're a long way from having that right now. And I said this before, but I'm not kidding. I wear tennis shoes not because I'm trying to imitate David Letterman, because I want to make sure that if I can't get to my car, I'm going, man. I'm running. And I know where the next place is. You know, I saw a guy one night last year, 2 years, I can't even remember now. It's all a blur after a while, but I remember the events. And he had a skateboard, and he was up in front of me on 12th and Nicollet at night. I was walking to my car, and all of a sudden, for some reason, he got mad. And he took that skateboard, and he just smashed windows in a building. And then he skateboarded on. That's not normal, folks. I saw it. I saw it with my own eyes. I've seen things. I see things that I've never seen before. I've seen windows broken and cars broken into, including my own. Those, I'm not making this up, folks. I know it's not what you might want, but it is what it is. And I know that many, many, many of you understand that. And it doesn't mean that you're trying to dissolve downtown Minneapolis. It means that until there's some resolution or you see some improvement, you're not coming to downtown Minneapolis. And I think that's fair, because we, those that, of us that work here and those people that run it, need to make this a place where people want to come. And you can live this fantasy land where you go, well, yeah, if everybody just starts to come down and have a dinner in downtown Minneapolis, everything will be good. Okay, but that's not going to happen. So at some point in time, you got to get real about this thing instead of pretending. And if you want to know what's going on in downtown Minneapolis, be my guest. Go park your car a couple blocks away and walk like I do every day to work. Walk from the radio station to the TV station. I don't have all the answers. When they have these riots, go out there. Insert yourself. Go into these crowds. And let me tell you, today would be a good example. Amir Clark at the government center. Do you want to know how people feel about that? Go over there and engage them in conversation. They'll be happy to engage you in conversation. And it won't be yelling, it won't be rhetoric, it'll be civil conversation. And you will be able to ask any question that you want to most of the people there. And you'll be able to say, now tell me why you're upset and tell me how you feel and tell me, and you will gain this whole new perspective and knowledge that goes into it. But you got to go. You can't just sit back. You got to go and engage yourself in that community if you want to know the answers. And it's not enough just to have an opinion. You got to ask them the questions that you want answers to. They're not going to be offended. But if we're going to build this thing, we need to engage and we need to know what's going on. And it is not enough just to say, we need to, if everybody just thinks positive, I think we can get this turned around. No, you can't. We need concrete methodology as to how to get this back. We need ways to attract businesses to downtown so they want to come here. And it can't be that they just do it out of charity. There's got to be something sitting there for them that makes it worthwhile. We have to do that with them. We have to make it easy for people to park at the meters instead of how it is now. We have to have easy access to things. There's lots of things that we have to do. And then we have to engage with one another. And I don't have all the answers, but I have a lot of questions, and I go out and ask those questions every day. And it might be with the homeless person, it might be with the guy that owns the restaurant, it might be with the guy that's a financial planner in the IDS Center, but I ask the questions, and then I listen. That's it. And when it's not Camelot downtown, folks, it's bad. And you can't get around that. But you can keep asking questions, you can keep trying to figure it out, and you can keep talking to people. I talk to people from 38th in Chicago. I talk to people all the time, different places. And then I listen. And when the riots happened, I went out on the front lines and talked to them out there. And I'd invite you to do the same. Don't tell me what happened out there. If you want to know, how, go out there. Because you'll be amazed at what you learn. And you'll be amazed how transformative it is. And you'll be amazed how much that tells you about what's going on in Minneapolis and downtown Minneapolis. Period. And it's not just, this isn't about me saying it's a hellhole that drains the life out. That's not what this is about. It's about identifying what the issues are and then trying to make changes. But we haven't even identified all the issues. We haven't gotten to rock bottom yet. And the only way you can know that definitively and understand what I'm saying is to go out there and live it. Anybody wants to go out there and live it? Be my guest. Be my guest. I'll run into you out on the street, I'm sure. When we come back, the Super Bowl is here. There's this guy I know that's covered more Super Bowls than almost anybody I know. I'm going to ask him about what it's like to cover a Super Bowl when we come back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.